Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was calling in response to a letter I received in the mail, and I have a reservation number.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that 16-digit code.
It's 2411-0401-0025-6858.
And what's a good phone number for me to call you back on, just in case the phone call drops?
My phone number is area code 937-218-4344.
4344. Okay, great. Let me put in your account here. Give me 1 second as I pull it up.
Maybe you can pick up some lunch for my dad, I guess. I don't know. Huh? I don't know. After this, I have to go to the post office, and I'll probably also have to go to Kaiser.
And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
If you want, Mom, that'd be great. Yeah, my name's Eric Denley.
Eric, okay.
Goodbye. Yeah, sorry about that. My wife called.
No worries. I understand how that is. okay, Eric. Looks like I got your business as Quartz Hill Walk-In Medical Group.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you guys are still at 42335 50th Street, Suite 107?
Yep.
Oh, perfect. You guys are in Lancaster. Okay, a couple hours away from us. Okay, let's see.
Oh, where are you at? San Diego?
San Diego, yeah.
Figured I saw the address there for the commercial finance division.
Yeah. So okay. So one
company's from England though originally, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you guys looking for exactly? And maybe I can kind of point you in the right direction here.
Well, right now I'm looking at, I have a previous fast loan, which is for the balance is paid. I paid about half of it off already, so the balance I think is about $25,000 or something like that.
Okay.
And I'm looking to pay that off and to get a little bit extra equity for my business, but I don't want to go with the same lenders because they charge high interest, and I'm looking for somebody that's a little bit more
reasonable
with the rates.
Sure. Okay. Who is that company with right now?
It is. I want to say Capital. Let me just double check here.
No worries.
I've been with a couple lenders in the past, and let's see here. It's not a small business phone, if that's what you were inquiring.
No, I was just curious what the name of the company was.
Now, let's see here. I'll tell you in just a second.
Okay.
It's called New Logic.
New Logic, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, New Logic. Okay. The ones, I mean, they were nice enough to give me the loan, but the, you know, the interest on it is just a little too high than what I want. And, you know, I took out for $50,000, you know, over, I think it's over a two-year, 24-month loan, but the interest is pretty darn high.
Okay.
But I'm looking actually for more equity too, a little bit more, but affordable where I can do it. You know, do you guys now? How do you guys distribute the loan? What's the time frame that you give for paying the loan back? Is it a 12-month only system, or is it 18 months, or is it longer?
Well, we actually have multiple different options for you. We go as short as 3 months, and we go as long as 36.
Okay. What would qualify me to do like a 2-year loan with you guys?
Well, honestly, I'm not the specific underwriter that would handle your file. Let me ask you a couple questions and see kind of where you might fall in. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's like fair.
Okay.
fair to good. I don't know, good is like if it's like 750 or higher, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so it'd be fair.
Okay. All right,
it's
and
bad, but it's not really super high, mainly because of my personal debt to income ratio because of my student loans. Just stupid
sure.
stuff is the reason why it's low.
Sure, that makes sense. Okay, what
I
about
did
uh?
I did have a bank. I did file a Chapter 11 or Chapter 13 for home foreclosure, but that was back in 2010.
Okay, bankruptcy in 2010.
That's the only time I ever did one.
Okay.
And that was only for the reason I just couldn't hold on to the house because of a particular situation. I was living out of state. And
you and everybody else,
lost
right?
My job, and
yeah.
You know, my unemployment ran out, stretched it dry and thin, tried to sell the house. Nobody wanted to buy it. And then, of
mm-hmm.
course, you know, that they wanted to wait until they can get a short sale to so they can get it for basically nothing.
Sure.
And
the
bank came after me and said, well, guess what? You know, we paid, we sold the house for only $50,000, but we evaluated it for $138,000. You're going to owe us the rest. I said, no way, I'm not. So I declared bankruptcy so I can get them off my back.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really fair anyways, what the situation, so.
I totally understand. Okay.
And I didn't have a business at that time anyways, so.
So, yeah, it didn't really affect you in any other way.
No, we moved out of state, you know. That was in Ohio. We moved back to California.
Cool. Are you the 100% owner of the business there now?
Yes.
Okay.
I am the 100% owner.
And what did you guys do in sales last year?
My tax return has been extended until October.
Okay.
But I filed the last 2 years previous before that, and it's always been over $1 million.
Okay. So you don't even have 2014 taxes?
No, I do have 2014. I just don't
okay.
have the 2015 yet because the 2015 I extended it. My CPA extended it for October.
Okay, got it.
Just to make sure I get all my deductions and everything like that in a row.
Sure. Okay. And what is it
I
exactly?
Donate a lot to charity.
That's awesome. And what is it exactly that you guys do there for the business?
Well, I take care of patients. I'm a doctor, and I have several providers here, and we see patients day in, day out. It's a primary care practice facility.
Okay.
And it's also urgent care, so.
Oh, you guys are urgent. Do you guys never see an increase in sales?
Yeah, we have been getting an increase in sales since I've taken over, absolutely.
Oh, that's good. Okay. How long have you guys been in business for?
I took this place over since mid-September of 2014.
Okay. But it's been established longer than that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been established. I mean, really, I took it over January 2014, but it's been established since, I think, I want to say the mid-90s.
Okay. Mid-90s, okay. And what were you going to be using the extra money for?
Use it for equipment and remodeling.
Equipment and remodel. What type of equipment are you guys looking at?
Laser machines, because I want to start doing derm care, and I want to start remodeling some of the rooms for derm abrasion and be able to have the money to hire physical therapists and a derm therapist, a skin therapist.
Now, is the laser machine, is that something to kind of like a neurogenics machine?
That's for like, for example, like removing tattoos.
Oh, okay.
So they're a little bit more pricier than the regular lasers, you know.
Got it.
We want to have the ability to remove tattoos along with other things we can use a laser for, of course, you know.
How much does something like that cost for the laser machine?
I probably can get one for around $50,000, maybe.
Okay. $50,000.
A low end one for about $50,000.
Okay, so you were.
The high-end ones cost a lot more, though.
Are these new or used? When you're telling me, the ballpark.
I always buy everything brand new. I don't get anything used.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do they? Is that smart to buy those type of machines used? Or
yeah, no, you don't get used laser machines. Maybe
yeah.
You can get like used furniture if it's
right.
still in like excellent condition. But you know,
right.
That's about as far as we go with used stuff. I mean,
okay.
I buy, I try to just do it new.
Okay. And then, so you said you wanted to buy the equipment, the laser machine, and then use the extra money for what was it?
Remodeling, so I can open up some new rooms for physical therapy and derm abrasion and all that good stuff.
And how much is that remodel going to cost you?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's probably going to be somewhere around $25,000-$30,000. And then I have to hire new employees, too, so I want to make sure I have enough money on payroll.
Sure, that makes sense.
Okay. Because, you know, the turnaround's going to be at least a couple months before, you know, we start getting patients in for those procedures and getting paid for it.
Sure, that makes sense. Okay.
So I figured I'm looking at probably about a $100,000 loan, but I'm going to use part of that. I would like to use that loan also to pay off my previous loan, which is, I think I still owe about 25 or so thousand of that.
Okay,
and
perfect.
I think if I budget right, that should be just enough after the balance of that.
Okay. Well, what I'm thinking, definitely we can get you some capital here to kind of, you know, pay off the loan and get you some extra money for the hiring new employees and remodeling. As far as the equipment goes, I would like to try and see if I can get you a separate type of loan for the equipment because it'll be a little bit cheaper for you as far as, like, the payback. And I can put the equipment on, like, a five-year term. 3 to 5 year term.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that'll make your monthly payment really, really low. So that way you don't have to take out so much in capital. Because, I mean, obviously the capital is a little bit more expensive because it's unsecured. But if I can get you into that equipment program, I mean, that'll help you out drastically.
What I wanted to know about the capital, well, before, you know, I wanted to make sure that the interest is not too high. I mean, what do you guys generally charge on interest for the capital loan part of it?
We start off on 10 cents on the dollar, and we kind of go up from there. You know, but to be straightforward with you, with your credit saying what it is, I don't know if you'll qualify for that. So it might be a little higher than that, but that's where we start off at. I know that we can
check
get you
that part of it first before we go into the equipment loan, just to see, because I don't want to pay a lot of interest for my capital loan. That's the reason why I'm calling around.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll do that first before we go into the equipment. So when you give me all the info, that's what I'll shoot for first.
All right. That sounds
okay.
Good.
And then, it's actually a simple process. You're no stranger to it. You said you've had multiple loans out before. So I can just send you the application. It's a short one-page app. I need some bank statements, a tax return. The 2014 would work. And if you could send me 2015 extension. You know what? I'll send you a list of everything in an email.
Oh, yeah. I could provide you the extension for 2015. No problem.
Perfect. Okay, Eric, what's a good email for me to send this list over to?
It would be Eric, E-R-I-C, _ Denley, D's and David, E-N-L-E-Y, @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Okay, I'm going to read that back to you here. I got Eric, E-R-I-C, _ Demley, @yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Eric. I will send that over in about 5-10 minutes or so. Do you want to take down my direct line in case you have any questions? You can call me right back.
Yeah, sure. Let me, okay, what's your direct number?
It's area code 858-909-909.
8867. Okay, what's your name, sir?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. That's a strong name.
Yeah, thanks.
Big shoes to fill in that name.
I know. I know it.
Good for you. All right.
Thanks,
okay,
Eric.
I'll wait for the email, and then we'll just move forward from there then, I guess.
Absolutely, and it won't take me long to get you an answer. So I'll get you an answer in about, depending on how soon you can get it to me, but usually it's anywhere between 24 to 48 hours after that.
Now, is this going to be a hard credit check?
No, it's a soft. We don't pull for all three. We just pull from Experian.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you. And,
you're welcome.
We'll see how it goes.
Absolutely, bye-bye. Eric. And if you have any questions, give me a call. If not, I'll just shoot you the email, and we'll go from there.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Bye.
Bye.